For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's sein Rhythmus, als gäb's sein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hello and welcome to the Gegenpressing Podcast. This is the bonus show. And Manu and I are delighted today to welcome a very special guest. He's the author of numerous books, and I don't think I've gone above and beyond Manu by saying he's probably the most, at least in the English-speaking world, the most prolific, the most influential author of German football literature and historical books. To rhyme off some, Tor, The Story of German Football, which is a very influential book for me. There's, of course, Who Invented the Bicycle Kick, Bayern Creating the Global Super Club, Building the Yellow Wall, and, of course, most recently, The Three Lives of the Kaiser, a biography of Franz Beckenbauer. Uli Hesse is here to join us. Uli, how are you?
I'm fine, but are you talking about me? God.
I'm afraid
so. That's way too much praise, and but it sounds good. Thank you.
Manu, it's great to have Uli on the show. Unfortunately, the circumstances are not the cheeriest. We're, of course, here to talk about Franz Beckenbauer, who unfortunately passed away last week at the age of 78. I think it's probably a fair thing to say that, you know, I think I described him in one of our recent podcasts as one of the founding fathers of modern German football. And it's just great to have Uli on the show. But Mario, I'll let you jump in because I know you haven't said anything yet. So hello to you and let you say hello to everyone else.
Well, yeah, first of all, I'm delighted to have Uli on. This is the first time our paths crossed, which is strange considering the work in German football I've done in the English language. So thank you so much for coming on, Uli. I really appreciate it. I'm really, really curious to talk to you about Franz Beckenbauer today because I think everyone has such a different perspective on Franz Beckenbauer, the person. I tried to give my perspective in an article I did on Gegenpressing last week. Again, you know, mostly based on my personal memories, which are different than, you know, maybe people from a different generation. I grew up in a time when he was a manager, right? I didn't see him play. I was simply too young. But I'm really curious to hear someone else's perspective today. And obviously, you've written a very good book about this. Welcome to the show, Uli.
Well, thank you. Well, it's my pleasure, actually. You're an AK-60 fan, are you? I hear.
Yeah, I grew up in Munich. I now live in North America, where I run Transfermarkt's North America operation. Stefan is in the UK, doing it there for Transfermarkt. So, you know, I live in Canada now, but I was born and raised in Munich, and my family are 1860 fans, so I didn't have much of a choice. you know, one of the stories that you, of course, grew up with as an 1860 fan is that Franz Beckenbauer was supposed to play for 1860 until that famous Watschen von Giesing put a change to that legacy. And maybe we could start there, because I think it is quite important to point out that Franz Beckenbauer grew up in a Munich where Bayern Munich's dominance wasn't maybe set in stone as much as it is today, right? You know, the balance of power was a little different in the 50s and early 60s. So maybe start with there. How did Franz Beckenbauer going to 1860 really change the power dynamics? Going to Bayern Munich rather than 1860, change the power dynamics of German football, Uli?
Yeah, you probably have to say he probably changed the entire course of German football, at least German club football. Maybe even the national team's football, because Bayern and Gladbach came to dominate, you know, the Bundesliga and the national team. And both had this golden generation of players, which when you think about it, is really strange, you know, that both clubs almost at the same time had this core of homegrown players who would then, you know, form the core of the national team. And, well, of course, with Beckenbauer in 1860, it would have been very different. I don't know if you've seen the Bayern game against Hoffenheim the game was basically dedicated to the memory of Franz Beckenbauer. And Sepp Maier was there.
Yeah.
And then they asked him, what should we do? Should we rename the ground after Beckenbauer? What should we do? And Maier replied that he felt Beckenbauer wouldn't want anything like that. Contrary to some people's opinion, he was not one to hog the limelight. But he, Maier, said we should put Beckenbauer's statue right next to that of Gerd Müller. Because then, if my time comes, we could put my statue there. So we'd have the famous Maier, Beckenbauer, Müller axis back together, which defined Bayern and to a degree with the West German national team. So everything would have been different.
Yeah,
sorry, man, on you go.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting that Beckenbauer once said he doesn't want to have a statue of himself because that would be something the dogs would piss against.
that's a very Beckenbauer thing to say. Actually, Manny, why are we here? Why are we talking about it? Just amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, I can put a terrible burden off your shoulder. Because if you know this story about Beckenbauer and the slap in the face by this 1860 player, if people out there don't know the story, although his older brother was playing for Bayern Munich, or used to play, went to play for Bayern schoolboys, Beckenbauer played for a small club in Munich, and his dream was playing for 1860 because he was an 1860 fan. Having grown up in Giesing, you know, which is 1860 country, as you will know. So that's the story. Until a tournament in 1958, when his team was up against 1860, and the story goes that he received a slap in the face by one of the 1860 players and then decided on the spot that, no, I'm not going to join 1860. I'm going to join Bayern instead. Right, so this is a story we all have heard 100 times, and I have repeated it in some of my books. And I've always wondered about the story. For one, because since then, three different people have stepped forward and said they were the ones who hit Beckenbauer in the face. So that's kind of strange. So not at the same time, of course. I mean, everybody waited until you know, the previous supposed culprit was dead, and then he stepped forward. And that was a bit of a strange part of the story, which always bothered me. Now, As you mentioned, I did this biography of Beckenbauer, and you'd be surprised to learn that I did some research. So I, you know, some people do that before they write books. And I learned that until very recently, it was not quite well known that there was a very strong connection between the Bayern Munich youth setup and Franz Beckenbauer, because his first coach had an uncle who was in charge of the schoolboy division at Bayern Munich. So I've heard people say, some Bayern historians say, that maybe, you know, just maybe, it was already a done deal that Franz and also the rest of his very good his very good schoolboys team, you know, because the club were folding the youth football division. So there was already a done deal that Franz and his friends would join Bayern, and that this slap in the face, well, either came as a very welcome excuse, or maybe never happened at all. We just don't know. In my book, in the Beckenbauer biography, I make the quip that I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of his teammates who gave him the slap around the face, because he was a bit of a handful as a young person, as a boy. He could be, arrogant is the wrong word, but he was hard to handle.
He himself has spoken of the slap, though, as well, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course, the story originates with him. You know, he always used to tell it as an explanation for why he, as an 1816 fan, as a boy from Giesing, went to Bayern, you know, who were really, you know, I think he also said at one point that they came from Schwabing, you know, which was a part of city that he'd never been to, you know, which of course is also part of the Beckenbauer myth, because like I said, his brother played for Bayern, you know, for Bayern schoolboys. So it was not as if the Reds were totally alien to him.
Maybe a well-placed excuse.
It's over with Beckenbauer. It's always terribly difficult to differentiate, you know, to draw the line between the myth and a joke. You know, he was a great jokester, and the truth. You know, it's one of the running gags in my Beckenbauer biography is that all the autobiographies he has supposedly written were all ghostwritten. You know, and I'm not sure how many of them he actually read from cover to cover.
can I just jump in momentarily, because I want to ask about, before we maybe move on to other things, maybe still while we're still on that topic of 1860 and him joining Bayern as a young player, really a lot of international fans that maybe aren't steeped in, you know, the lore and the history of German football would struggle to understand that the Bayern Munich that he joined was not the super club that they are today. You know, while, you know, your Manchester Uniteds or your Barcelonas or Real Madrids have been, you know, Juventus, other clubs have been super clubs for 100 years, the Bayern that Beckenbauer joined was a team that had to win promotion. And that to me seems like the most magical thing about his legacy, is the fact that he, along with so many other players, joined this club as youth. It seems something that just simply couldn't happen nowadays, Ulla, where you have this kind of intake of young players, and they not literally, but they take a club from almost nothing to the best team in European football. I'd love to just get your opinion on that, really.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.